you this evening, and again, we are delighted to start our evening worship service at Bethel Baptist Church at Morgan Hill, California, the United States of America. I announce this for in case that you are listening in England or in Korea, as we get letters from, and we praise the Lord for the opportunity to broadcast these services. We always start with the number 255, which is Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. And we will start tonight and rejoice together in the fact that here we are learning from God's Word again. Father, we come to you, the Father of all sorts, love, kindness, gentleness, justice. And we pray that tonight we will be blessed again as we praise your name and as Brother McKen share the word of God with us, that we be going home with the joy of the Lord because thy word has been shared with us. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to be here at the closing of the day, after a long day, in the house of the living God. Thank you for those who participate, for those who play the piano, for those who work in every detail of the whole day. And Lord, thank you for being our God and giving us a day of worship to you. In Jesus, we thank you. Amen. All right, we love to have the opportunity to choose a hymn. And I just want to let you know, I told my wife privately a long time ago that I don't know if I'm going to see it, but United States will be divided in two as Israel was divided in two after they disobey willingly the law after the death of Solomon, his son, disobey the common practice of listening to the elders to rule the country and divide the country in two. And I just got it as I was driving here, the news, the South Carolina House of Representatives looking into other houses of representatives of the South to form a coalition to talk to the president about the Constitution of the United States. And that's the way they started, but I thought I never going to see this in my lifetime. But if President Obama get reelected, I'm very sure this country will be divided in two, like exactly happened to Israel. So let's pray for God's mercy upon our country, and for God's mercy in giving us a leader to save the catastrophe of destroying the United States of America, all right? It's all ruled by spiritual matters, and you disobey God after so many blessings, man, I'd be scared to death to be in the boots of the president or a senator or a representative in taking decisions, all right? We look to the Lord, a lot of hope. Okay, Now, let me tell you, I know what Don Pedro won, 181. That's what Don Pedro won. And I'm glad you're here, Don Pedro. Outside is hot. And if you like a weather who is hot, that's fine. But if you're like me, I don't like it. All right. 181, Onward Christian Soldier. This is what for Don Pedro here. Chris? 357. Chris will be our speaking tonight. So 357. Near my God to thee. God, what do we need?
Jesus.
All right. Yes. Who is the closest person to God? Jesus, the right hand of the Father, is the scripture. All right. Another son in your heart. Brother Wayne, you're looking. 222. All right. I'm glad that you found there. There is a fountain. Yes, sir. There is a fountain filled with blood. If I ask you, which one you like? 314. Okay, here we are. 314. something that you ever thought then that you like?
403.
402. All right. 402. Here we are. Yeah, faith is the victory. Thank you. That's a good one. All right. That's a victory hymn. 402. Wonderful song. All right, Pastor Greg, well, what song do you have? 132. All right, 132. Here we are.
Thank you.
gosh, wonderful. You may, if you're listening, you can type BBCMH and then 95037, and you are right there on the board. Yes, Jacqueline? 370, okay, here we are, 370. Count your blessing. Yeah, that's right. We have so much sorrow sometimes around that we forgot about the greatness of God and the blessings of God upon our life. Thank you, Jacqueline. Count your blessing. Stronger then. All right, let me see. Deborah, you tell me.
I like 498.
498, all right, here we are. 498. That's true. You have people in heaven. I do have my father, my mother, my grandmother. And when we all get to heaven, what a glory that will be. And sharing the gift of God with us. Now, tonight, we're going to have always in the night guest speakers, so the pastor listened to somebody else preaching. And so tonight, I have the pleasure to bring you Chris McCain, which loves to share the gospel with people, and he will be sharing the word of God with us. Okay, Chris, you come and share whatever the Lord has place in your heart with us and with the people listening to us.